Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to
lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
At an altar I knelt, I found
peace.
So and all that he asks is a child like trust and a heart
pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning
to read.
Every day I'm
learning
to read. Learning
to
lean
on Jesus. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. As
As always, we are very appreciative for your calling in and joining the devotion. We are in a very interesting book, the book of Proverbs. We have on the last two devotions introduced the author, which is Solomon, David's son. And so today we want to talk about the purpose. Let's learn the purpose of the book of Proverbs. The purpose of the book is simply and clearly stated in these opening verses, in verses 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Know is the Hebrew word yada, which is widely used in the Old Testament. Its meaning includes revealing or teaching. In other words, it means to receive, learn, stand, and to experience whatever is being taught. The Proverbs teach us wisdom. They make us skillful. The word wisdom is used of the craftsmen who built the tabernacle in Exodus chapter 31, verse number 6, of experienced sailors in Psalms 107, verse 27, and of people who have administrative ability. Simply put, wisdom could be described as the ability to apply the knowledge or the instruction one has acquired in life. Wisdom is not mere knowledge, information, or education. Wisdom is not just mentally receiving, but also outwardly displaying in a person's conduct and actions.
Wisdom is also an attribute of God in
Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 19. I want us to consider several definitions of wisdom from commentators and people who study the Word of God.
First of all,
one commentator has said, skillful living, the ability to make wise choices and live successfully according to the moral standards of the covenant community. The application of moral and ethical principles that result in skillful, godly living.
The acquired learning that helps one know what to do in a given situation. The competence to grasp the meaning of a situation and understand what to do and how to do it in the right way at the right time. Being skillful and successful in one's relationships and responsibilities.
Observing and following the Creator's principles of order in the moral universe. Exhibiting God's character in the many practical affairs of life. And last, the skill of living a godly life as God intended man to live. So, the purpose of Proverbs, number one, is to teach people wisdom, to teach us discipline and understanding, verse number two. Second, the Proverbs teach us to heed instruction on discipline. Godly, successful living requires more than skill. It also requires instruction or discipline. And by the way, discipline is an exercise of control, either by self or by an outside source. Our natural tendency, because of the sinful nature of man, is toward foolishness rather than wisdom. Discipline corrects our wayward ways and compels us to do what is wise. Instruction or discipline includes correction, Proverbs 7:22, Proverbs 15, verse number 10. And at times it
entails or includes chastening. Proverbs 13:24. Proverbs 22:19. Proverbs 23:13. Not only does wisdom teach us wisdom, Proverbs teaches us wisdom, discipline, and understanding, but it teaches us how to heed instruction or discipline. And thirdly, Proverbs teach us words of understanding. Understanding is from the noun form of a Hebrew word, which means to perceive or to discern. This term refers to the sayings or proverbs themselves, not just the individual words that compose them. Here then is the first purpose of proverbs: to give us insight, insightful instruction to teach us to be skillful in living a godly life, successful living, and to help us correct the sinful, foolish tendencies of our fallen nature. If you or I are battling sinful practices in our lives, Proverbs will give us the necessary tools to bring under control those actions. Proverbs teach us to help build a wise and disciplined life, to do what is right, what is just and fair. Verse number 3. Receiving or acquiring is used in a wide spectrum of applications in the Old Testament. One of its meanings is to recognize the value of something and to seize it or snatch it no matter the cost. This is the meaning drawn from the NIV in translating it here as acquire. Grasp this truth. A price, brother, has to be paid for anything of value. Nothing is more valuable in life than wisdom. Solomon dipped in Proverbs 23 and verse number 23. Listen to it carefully. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, in your purchasing of truth, get you some wisdom and instruction and understanding. Believers should recognize the value of wisdom and instruction. A disciplined and prudent life. And they should seize them by paying whatever price it is necessary. Believers who lead this kind of life have made some significant sacrifices along the way. They have invested a large portion of time in studying God's word, set priorities that they faithfully follow, denied themselves temporal pleasures and immediate satisfaction in order to gain things of lasting value, refused to follow the crowd, taken a stand that has sometimes been unpopular, passed up an opportunity for worldly gain, suffered the consequence of doing what is right rather than what is convenient, and they have stood by their biblical conviction. This is what wisdom will cause us to do. Note that the word instruction and wisdom are used once again in verse number 3. Instruction is from the same Hebrew word as in verse 2, but wisdom is a different Hebrew word than in the previous verse. This word refers to wise actions. It is the behavior that comes from applying the lessons taught in these proverbs. It is the fruit of a disciplined life. Wisdom in verse 2 is that force or influence that produces wise behavior. In verse 3, it is the behavior that is produced. Observe how the authors define life governed by wisdom. A wise person is characterized by three traits. Number one,
justice of what is right. This is the word used of scales that are true and accurate. They conform to the standard, Deuteronomy 25:15. Doing what is right is conforming to God's standard, what is right in his sight. That's justice, judgment, of what is just. This legal term is used of the verdict or decision of a judge and refers to the proper ruling, termination, according to the law. Its application here is for us to follow God's law in our decisions as well as in our dealings with others. And last but not least, equity of what is fair comes from a root word that means to be straight or even. It means that we should be upright in all that we do. These three attributes summarize the character and actions of God. As we close, David said in Psalms 9:8, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. So we pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We trust and pray that the things that we have said have been in total harmony with your will. Help us to learn to discipline ourselves, to receive instruction and correction. Help us to have the wisdom to apply the knowledge that we acquire from Sunday to Sunday, Wednesday to Wednesday Bible classes. Help us to live better lives that we may bring glory and honor to your name. Bless all that are on the call, whatever we may be going through. Let us use wisdom in trusting you and depending upon you, for we have no other God besides thee. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.